We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, loyal viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. And in Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias.
In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS.
In Mongolia, in Kof Province, channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Hla Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Svalbard, Selenge Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dalhol Province, channel 8 on Dalhan Broadcasting System. In Hla, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotol in channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan. On Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia of On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghuo Cable TV, Zhongjiale Cable TV and Globalview Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tianmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia donates $100 million to Pakistan. In humanitarian news, Sweden gives $30 million to Ao Lak, Vietnam, to help with climate change adaption. In health news, the Canadian study finds that the compound in the soybean could be used in the development of health-giving foods. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November the 11th, is the Independence Day of Angola, commemorating its sovereignty gained in 1975. Located in southern Africa between Namibia and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Angola is abundant in mineral resources. Diamonds, iron ore, and copper are among them. The country also has a rich artistic tradition. The sculpture, entitled Pensador, meaning thinker, is one of the oldest artifacts in Angola and is a much revered symbol of its national culture. We wish all good-hearted Angolans a memorable Independence Day.
Flying news. Fatal quake and landslides strike Indonesia. On Sunday, 14 people perished in mudslides triggered by torrential rains in Palopo district of Sulawesi Island. Police reported that 20 houses were buried, with their search and rescue efforts, aided by local residents and army officers, still continuing. Early on Monday, a powerful 6.7 magnitude quake jolted the central part of the nation, taking at least one life and injuring more than 82 people. Centered 28 kilometers southwest of Rabah in the West Nusa Tenggara province, the tremor severely damaged homes, two schools, and a health clinic. The quake was also felt in the nearby resort island of Lombok. Sending her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Chingha requested on November 10th that our Native Association members check if possible to see if any urgent help is needed and offered comfort to the afflicted. She added that funds for reimbursement are available. We are grateful for the quick efforts of the Indonesian police, volunteer residents, and army personnel. We also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her ever-supportive care of those in need. Our prayers are with the victims of the landslides and earthquake, that they may be blessed with a smooth return to their regular day-to-day lives, as such disasters are eased through humanity's gentler ways.
Heavy rains take toll in Greece and Bulgaria. Unceasing rainfall has caused creeks to overflow across northern sections of Greece. One person lost his life as strong torrents carried away his vehicle, with another person still missing. Firefighters rescued a number of people stranded in their cars or homes as the floods were noted to cause much damage to farms and crops.
Significant flooding has also affected southwestern Bulgaria following the bursting of the Bistrica River, with residential and structural damage in many villages around the town of Petrik on the shared border of both countries. Disaster relief personnel have been sent to assist the afflicted. Supreme Master Chinghai immediately asked our Native Association members to please check and provide comfort if any desperate victims need help, saying that funds are ready for reimbursement as she conveyed her love and prayers. We appreciate the efforts of the Greek and Bulgarian personnel in aiding the storm victims. Our thankfulness also goes to Supreme Master Chinghai for her wholehearted concern and care. It saddens us to know of the life lost, and we pray for the safe return of the missing person. Wishing all those affected a swift resuming of their daily lives as we strive to be better stewards of the earth to lessen weather extremes as these.
Landslides hit southeast India. Heavy monsoon rains have triggered landslides, causing at least 42 casualties in the southern state of Tamil Nadu. More than 14,000 hectares of crops were damaged and several school districts closed. Rescue personnel have been dispatched to the area to search for more survivors. Upon hearing of these calamities, Supreme Master Chinghai quickly pledged $10,000 for those cases most in need, conveying her sorrowful heart and prayers for the victims. She asked that the donation be sent through the Red Cross or another organization taking care there if our association members could not go. This amount could obtain $162,000 in items bought in the United States based on India's cost of living. Our gratefulness, Indian rescue teams, for your brave efforts. We are also appreciative of Supreme Master Chinghai's loving support of the vulnerable. We send our sympathies for those who have lost loved ones and pray that all the residents are found and soon restored to their regular lives. May such tragic events subside with our better care for the environment and our neighbors.
Flash floods cause major evacuations in northern Malaysia. Heavy downpours have caused 2 people to succumb to floods and 5,000 having to leave their homes in lower elevation areas across 3 states in northern Malaysia. With schools and community centers that have been serving as shelters, the Malaysian government has allocated funding to assist the flood victims. On November 10th, with a heavy heart and her sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our Native Association members go see if any persons are neglected or if any extra help is needed and to comfort the unfortunate. She said that funds are available for urgent necessities. We thank the Malaysian government for initiatives to help the storm affected as we send our condolences for the lives lost. Our gratitude goes also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her benevolent aid offered to the Malaysian people. Wishing for a quick recovery of those in the rain-swept regions as our increased compassion helps such disturbances to subside.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
France advances relations with North Korea. French Presidential Envoy Jack Lang was greeted by North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kung Suk-ung as he arrived at Pyongyang Airport on Monday, November 9th, for a five-day visit. The two statesmen engaged in talks to re-establish diplomatic ties and open up discussions on a number of matters that included denuclearization. Your Excellencies, we laud your cordial visit. May the amicable relations of France and North Korea continue to expand in goodwill for the benefit of both countries.
Lebanese leader announces unity government. Following 4 months of negotiations, Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced a national unity government, which includes two ministers from the Hezbollah party. Prime Minister Hariri stated, "The government of national concord has been born. We have opened a new page." The new government was commended by international leaders such as United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner. "Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, and all Lebanese leaders on this significant advancement. May your nation be harmonized in lasting unity and peace."
Libya frees two businessmen. The Swiss Foreign Ministry announced on November 9th that Mr. Max Goldie and Mr. Rashid Hamdani had been received at the Swiss Embassy in Tripoli. The two men, who had been detained since July 2008, are said to be in good condition. "We are glad to know of your freedom and wish both Mr. Goldie and Mr. Hamdani a joy-filled reunion with loved ones. May you be graced with abundant health and a resuming of your fulfilling daily lives."
Yemen frees detainees. At the direction of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, 315 detainees who had completed their terms but did not have sufficient funds to pay public and private debts have been released. The debts were paid from the national budget. Expressing their happiness, the detainees thanked the president and pledged to be law-abiding citizens. "We join in thanks, Your Excellency, for your generosity and kindness shown toward fellow citizens. May this be the start of a bright new chapter for the newly freed and their families."
Former French President Chirac awards peacemakers. On Friday, November 6, La Foundation Chirac, a non-profit organization founded by former French President Jacques Chirac, awarded two Nigerian religious leaders with first prizes for their diplomatic efforts. Muslim Imam Muhammad Ashafa and Christian pastor James Wuye were honored for working together to ease ethnic conflict in Nigeria. The foundation also awarded the special jury prize to Dr. Park Jae-kyu, former Minister of Unification from South Korea, for his reconciliation work on the Korean Peninsula. "Our accolades and admiration, Imam Ashafa, Pastor Wuye, and Dr. Park, for this deserved recognition. Your noble work of bringing harmony and restored peace to so many is surely an inspiration to us all."
Save Our Planet, redefining the greatness of a nation. During the recent climate change conference in Washington, D.C., USA, experts on climate change and health shared their views on the importance of mitigating global warming and ways it could be accomplished as quickly as possible.
A major component in the Copenhagen meeting will be trying to get strategies to help us adapt. But remember, while we have to adapt to what we can't prevent, we have to prevent what we can't adapt to.
Some speakers highlighted the wide-scale shift to a plant-based diet as a fast and efficient way to prevent further warming, given that methane emitted by livestock to produce meat traps much more heat than CO2 and also leaves the atmosphere fast in less than one-tenth the time. Honored guest Supreme Master Qinghai contributed ideas on how the government could implement the vegetarian climate solution, pointing out the major health and economic benefits as well.
And all the while that we are suffering illness, complaining, losing lives, grieving over lost loved ones and family members, losing happiness, losing money due to the animal diet, we are the ones who are paying the industry to continue producing this problem. Producing meat, fish, and the like with our hard-earned tax money that's used to subsidize them. Ironic, huh? The U.S. government could, of course, redirect the billions of dollars now spent on livestock subsidies to help farmers switch to organic vegetable and fruit agriculture. That would be a great help to your country and the health of the Americans.
In a three-year period, the U.S. government spent $20 billion to subsidize animal feed crops and $1.3 billion in dairy subsidies alone.
I have always looked to the American people and their great government leaders as one of the best living examples of democracy and freedom, integrity of our world. However, I must tell you truthfully that the meat industry is unbefitting to the greatness of your country and of the great American citizen. Great people deserve great things. Great people lead great lifestyle. So we have to do away with the ungreat things and we have to begin the great things for the great people, great country like America.
Our thanks to the speakers and participants of the Washington Conference. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her steadfast faith that all nations will take the courageous steps to save the Earth. Let us all join in the call for wise governance that will save our lives and the planet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Tsunami waves could reach Israel. Mounting evidence shows that global warming increases the frequency of tsunamis, and recent research in Israel indicates that these massive waves could reach the shores of the Middle Eastern countries. Dr. Beverly Goodman of the University of Haifa led an extensive geoarchaeological study and found that tsunamis have struck the Mediterranean port of Caesarea in the past.
In fact, four such events occurred between 1500 BC and circa 1100 CE, with waves up to 5 meters high that spread to 2 kilometers inland. These historical tsunamis were generated by volcanoes and earthquakes, phenomena that have also been noted to be on the rise as global warming produces different stresses on the Earth's crust.
Many thanks, Dr. Goodman and University of Haifa colleagues, for this revealing glimpse into humanity's past. Let us all adopt harmonious lifestyles to protect Israel and all countries from the devastation of climate change.
Concerned for the stability of our ecosphere, Supreme Master Qinghai has often cautioned about the perils of human-caused climate change, as during a June 2008 video conference in England.
It's just getting worse nowadays, more obvious. You just have to tune in to any TV channels, any radio, read any newspapers. They are full of reports almost daily about world hunger and the shortage of food, unaffordable food prices, unaffordable daily necessity, basic necessity, and unprecedented frequent disasters, and crop failures due to bad weathers, and the non-stoppable sea rising levels, high price fuel shortages, incurable or strange new diseases, all of these are happening now. Veganism is the only solution. It's the best, the fastest solution. I pray that people in the world wake up on time and just forsake that piece of meat. Then everything will be just fine. Everything will be beautiful, nice, peaceful.
Save our planet. French inventor Marc Parent introduces a wind turbine that generates both electricity and drinking water from water vapor, a device that Mr. Parent hopes to distribute throughout arid regions in Africa.
Save our planet. In the online newspaper Huffington Post, Andrew Kimbrell, executive director of the US-based Center for Food Safety, highlights the low-cost climate solution offered by organic farming through its absorption of up to 40% of CO2 emissions when implemented worldwide.
Save our planet. Bahamas Environment Ministry announces additional funding for the Caribbean Challenge, a project that supports sustainable management of protected areas on the island to preserve the environment and biodiversity of the land and waters.
Hello, I'm Angelo, the vegan great crested grebe, one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. Today I'm going to share an earth-friendly tip. When you're looking to purchase shampoo, there is a great variety of vegan organic ones to choose from. Try online or your local health food store. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia will donate $100 million to Pakistan. The funds will be used to assist 2.7 million internally displaced people, build homes and restore their means of livelihoods. In addition, Saudi Arabia is one of the group of nations called Friends of Pakistan that promised $5 billion to Pakistan over 2 years to help enhance stability, safety and development. Our sincere appreciation, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and Allah bless your care and generosity. We pray that the Pakistani people greet many secure and bright tomorrows.
In humanitarian news, Sweden will donate $30 million in aid to OLAC or Vietnam. The funds, to be given from now until 2011, will be used to enhance good governance and promote climate change adaptation and safeguarding of the environment. Government agencies and private organizations will both be recipients of the contribution. Our heartfelt gratitude, Sweden. Heaven grace your care to your brethren. May your kindness assist all citizens of OLAC to have a blessed future. Up next on Noteworthy News, Canadian researchers find great potential in the health-giving soybean. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and be right back. More good tiding news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a hope-filled world. In health news, a Canadian study finds a compound in soybeans could be used in developing other foods. Researchers in the Canadian province of Quebec from McGill University, the Research Centre on Grains and Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada have discovered that atocopherol, which is contained in soybeans, could be used in development of healthful foods. Atocopherol has been found to have high antioxidant properties and is converted by the body into vitamin E. Our thankfulness in participating scientists for highlighting some of the many attributes of the nutritious soybean. May we continue to explore the wonders of our giving plant friends.
Now let's enjoy a joke told in Dutch, entitled Friendly Advice.
De nieuwe priester is zenuwachtig bij het horen van de schuldbekentenissen. Dus vraagt hij een oudere priester om zijn sessies bij te wonen. Na het aanhoren van de verschillende schuldbekentenissen vraagt de oude aan de jonge priester om uit de biechtstoel te stappen, zodat hij enkele suggesties kan geven. De oude priester stelt het volgende voor. Kruis je armen over je borst en wrijf over je kin met één hand. De nieuwe priester probeert dit uit. De oude priester stelt ook voor om dingen te zeggen als ah zo, ja, ja, ga door. En ik begrijp het. Hoe voelde dat? De nieuwe priester probeert deze dingen uit. De oude priester zegt, wel, denk je niet dat dit een beetje beter is dan op je knie te slaan en te zeggen, dat meen je niet? En wat gebeurde er dan?
And now for our viewers' heartlines about the show traditional Japanese festival Matsuri on a journey through aesthetic realms.
That part of the Japanese culture is so interesting. Thanks for uploading. I enjoy it. Hiroshi from Japan.
Thanks for the upload. Splendid. Can't wait for the rainy season to end and the festivals to begin. Mika from Japan.
Celebrating Hiroshi and Mika. It's a genuine joy to share many amazing cultures of the world with our viewers. The land of Japan is indeed so graceful and rich in history. May we open our hearts in love to all beings on a brilliant and long-living planet. With heaven's light to you and your creative Japanese co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be filled with love, hope, and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Hong Kong donates nearly $700,000 to assist Indonesia following the recent earthquake, including funds given to the World Vision for distributing humanitarian relief.
To foster closer relations, Russian and Georgian Orthodox Church leaders, Patriarch Kirill and Catholicos Patriarch Ilya II, hold their first clergy meeting, exchanging gifts and delivering an Orthodox Mass together.
Germans celebrate the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall and their nation's reunification with a memorial service, concerts, and other festivities.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu affirms his readiness to start peace talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
To encourage peace with the country's Maoist citizens, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh addresses chief ministers from 29 states, acknowledging their valued contributions to the culture and development of the country.
His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Zayed Al Nahyan, chairman of the Red Crescent Authority in the United Arab Emirates, sends a medical team to perform heart surgery for less fortunate patients in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Oman sends additional aid to the Indonesian island of Sumatra affected by the recent earthquake and announces plans to help in rebuilding homes, schools, and health centers.
U.S. Rabbi Eric Yoffe, president of the Union for Reform Judaism, calls on congregants to be more aware of their food choices and environmental impact, urging for less meat in diets and synagogues.
Egyptian First Lady Suzanne Mubarak is honored with a Certificate of Merit by the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, for her local and worldwide efforts in protecting the environment.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad meets with Turkish President Abdullah Gül and Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan to discuss both bilateral relations and regional matters.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.